up and because of his introverted nature. From what Logan had heard, Nathan was good at what he did. Damn good. Like Logan, Blake had joined the army right out of high school, but he had done his 4 years and gotten out. He joined a private investigation company and worked security for large events and concerts on the side. He still had the muscles from his time in the service, but not the super macho attitude his oldest brother sometimes displayed. Logan sensed that Blake had often felt lost growing up, as if he didn't have a place in his family. Nathan was the smart one. Logan was the tough one. Blake was just Blake. As a result, he often went out of his way to get attention, picking fights with his brothers. This meant his mother constantly attempted to discipline him, but Logan usually protected him from her wrath. Logan was the oldest, and the one who looked like he'd cut your throat if you were caught with him in a dark alley. Tattoos, muscles, and an attitude that came across with only a look. No one messed with Logan. It had been that way ever since middle school. Anytime anyone had threatened either of his brothers, Logan had been there to protect them. Whether it was a bully at school or their mom at home, Logan always had stood between his brothers and danger. As a result, both Blake and Nathan had looked up to him as a leader, depending on him to keep them safe from their mom's fists. "Blake, if you'd known how bad things had gotten between our parents in the last few years, would you have done something about it?" Logan asked. "Yes," Blake answered without hesitation. "And Nathan, if Dad had called you and said that Mom was out of control, and he was scared she was going to do something crazy, would you have come home?"
"You know I would have," his brother answered, without even thinking about it.
"Me too. Why then do you think he didn't tell us?" Logan wasn't exactly asking. He was more musing about how unfair life was sometimes. "I only talked to him once every couple of months, but it was enough for him to say something about his situation. Every time we talked, he seemed so proud of me, of all of us, that we were out in the world making a difference. All it would have taken is one word, and any of us would have been there to get him out of the situation."
"He was embarrassed," Nathan concluded. "He was embarrassed that his wife was beating him up. Who would believe him? If he went to the police, they'd look at him as less of a man.
He was probably afraid we'd look at him the same way. There aren't any men's shelters he could have gone to around here. He was stuck."
"Yeah, exactly."
Logan took his eyes away from his brothers to look at the coffin in front of them.
"Not to mention he didn't want to suck us back into the life we'd left. But why aren't there any shelters? Why doesn't anyone think it's possible that a man could be abused?"
They looked at each other, but they were all at a loss for an answer.
"What if we do something about it?" Logan asked.
"Like what?" Blake asked, his head cocking to the side and his eyebrows going up.
"What can we do?"
"How invested in your job are you?" Logan asked his younger brother instead of directly answering his question.
Blake shrugged.
"I could take it or leave it."
"And you?"
Blake turned to Nathan.
"You like being a bean counter out there in Missouri?"
"Not particularly."
"I've got another 2 months, then I'm out of the army," Logan told his brothers.
"What are you proposing?"
Nathan asked, a glint in his eyes showing his interest.
"We've got skills," Logan proclaimed. "I've been in the army for 10 years, done 2 tours over in the Middle East. I've been trained in close quarters combat, and I've already got my concealed handgun license.
Blake, you were in for 4 years as an MP.
Not only that, you got your associate's degree in computer science. You're a tech whiz and would be great at research.
Nathan, you might not be the fighter we are, but your accounting skills are just what we need to get a business